Hey guys, what's going on? Brandon Lynette here, your host of Two Truths and a Lie. So let's get into it. Michigan judge has taken on the case to take Trump off of the ballot. We have a vote in the government for the Biden administration to take control of the internet. And last but not least, San Fran finally cleaned up the streets. So let's just jump into the lie right now. And thank God this is the lie because just because Trump is listed on the Michigan presidential primary ballot. The judge dismissed the case, and it looks like it's getting dismissed in a lot of states. So you guys can breathe easy. There is still, it is necessary that you are praying for this man, that we are standing behind him because they really don't want him to be president. And they're going as far out as they can possibly, all the shit shows they're creating to try to keep him from becoming president again. So it's a little terrifying to think this government just fucked us with COVID and vaccines and all this other bullshit. Okay. So it's terrifying to think what else they would do to possibly keep this man off. So please pray for his soul. He is still out there fighting for us, and the least we could do is honor that. He's got new backers. I was perusing headlines today, and I saw a tweet from someone who was standing behind a couple who had voted for Biden. And they're coming to their senses. They're like, the world is just not safe anymore. We messed up. Biden lied to us. Like, people are waking up. It doesn't matter how long it takes, the truth is coming out. Slow, but it's coming out. And that's something that we should celebrate. That's super important. So, for these other headlines, yes, San Francisco did suddenly end crime and homelessness ahead of this Jinping visit. Okay. So, overnight, problems of rampant crime, drugs, homelessness, all solved. And all of a sudden, crimes are being prosecuted according to the law. But they didn't do this for the people of San Fran, okay? They did this for a foreign ass person who was coming to visit the city, okay? Chinese Communist Party leader, Xi Jinping. I don't know how to say his name, so I'm just gonna guess that's it. But be fucking pissed. Are the citizens of San Francisco not important enough to clean up the streets for? That's it. And now that they've seen this chaos to be fixable the entire time, imagine that. That's a gut punch. N not cool, San Fran. Not cool. Another truth, unfortunately, is that there is a vote going up tomorrow for pretty much total control of the internet, which is a fucking joke and it can't be legal. But President Biden's plan to give the administrative state effective control of all internet services and infrastructures in the US. They put together and plan on implementing the most comprehensive internet censorship control plan in history. This is so the government can assume effective control of all internet services. I will be checking Elon Musk's account tomorrow because he will troll the fuck out of them for this because there is no way that this is legal. But supposedly, okay, and you guys can find the receipts, go do the research, Google this, find it for yourself. FCC Commissioner Carr, Biden's plan hands the administrative state effective control of all the internet services and infrastructure in the country. Never before. How long have we had internet? Like 40 fucking years that we've had internet. No one has claimed this degree of control over it. Not even the FCC has claimed this kind of control. Never been done before. And this is part of that. It's the shit that makes me uneasy, right? Like, why is our government knowing more about us than we do them? Everything should be out in the open. Everything. All voting out in the open. All conversations out in the open. Government court cases on TV. All of this should be public matter and our lives should be private. They shouldn't be able to text every fucking one of our cell phones at any given time. Fuck that, okay? Because you know they're listening to the shit we say, and that's a dumb, it's just not cool. So, anyway, There's a lot of red tape for them to go through. The government's blocking the private sector from, you know, doing this because the FCC wants new 5G broadband services. But we are just please God. Okay. It's never gonna pass, but it doesn't stop them from trying. There is no way this is illegal. It's not gonna come out of the House, but it's just wild. It is wild. It's wild to me that they even try. What a waste of taxpayer money. What a waste of our government resources for this kind of shit to be what people are doing on our dime. You know? Have these conversations, you guys. This is not okay. This is the shit that you need to talk about and think about before you start electing people into the government, okay? Are these people that are really going to work for you? Or are they going to waste your money with fucking nonsense? I mean, this is a globalist dream, okay? Let's go, United States. Let's control the food supply. Check. Let's control the water supply. Check. Let's control the money. Check. Let's control energy. Check. Control all communication. Check. Looks like everything's falling into place, right? Everything is falling into place for these communists. I mean, Democrats. I mean, these people. These people over here. It's falling into place. It's fucking ridiculous and it's frustrating. Another article I ran past today, not part of the Two Truths and a Lie, but I'll just catch you guys up because I did only get to one episode last week. So I'll fill everybody in on what I've got on my end because hopefully you're not wasting tons of time reading the news. There's nothing great here. Everything has made me sick to my stomach. I literally just watched some more Hamas videos and it's just gut-wrenching. Reading, you know, some of the comments and stuff, the testimonies of people that were present that kind of survived this attack, kind of because they're fucked. There's a lot of these kids in mental institutions right now, like losing their fucking minds, rightfully so. It's terrible. But reading some of these accounts of their experience, I'm just gutted. I'm sick to my stomach. I will be hugging my kids and praying extra hard tonight because there are some really sick fucking people in the world. Another article, speaking of sick people, okay? In Las Vegas, there was a teen beaten to death by 15 attackers outside of a high school. Okay. The first report I read yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, it said this kid stuck up for one of his smaller friends. And then a couple of the guys started beating him up and they weren't getting him enough. So a bunch of other guys jumped in, but they killed him. And imagine that you haven't heard of this. Right? I'm sure you haven't. It's not on mainstream news. And it's not because it doesn't fit the agenda. Okay. It's not part of the racism, you know, their whole propaganda of, you know, blacks are victims, whites are, you know, crimes of hate and, you know, passion and all these things. Like there's this whole backwards ass system because the kid that died was white. And I believe most of the 15 attackers were black. Had it been a 15-year-old black kid beaten by 15 white guys, okay, automatic hate crime, and they would be punished to the full extent of the law. As of yesterday, I don't know about today, but as of yesterday, no arrests were even made. It just doesn't fit the agenda. It's not okay. It's not okay that everything is... I mean, the double standard in everything right now is beyond comprehension. It's fucking ridiculous. And we're not going to play the game of delusions like they want us to. We're not falling for the shit, okay? Because we're doing our research. We're looking at the numbers. Look at the numbers, okay? Of what happens to black on black crime, black on white crime, white on black crime. Look at the numbers. Do the research. Compare for yourself. Figure out what the problem really is. They're only going to share with you something that's going to fit their agenda, that's going to help them continue to brainwash you and everyone else that chooses to believe what they're putting on Fox News, on MSN, on all this bullshit. As long as they could get you to believe it, as long as you're terrified. Hey, bitch, did you get your booster? Did you get your booster? You mean to tell me you don't want a bunch of plastic floating in your body? That doesn't make sense. Last week, there was a presidential debate and Vivek Ramaswamy, I think that's how you say his last name, Vivek is just fucking slaying people left and right, preaching out some truth. I encourage you guys to find him on socials and follow him on X, on Instagram, wherever you can. He posts highlights of most of his slaying, but he calls people out for their bullshit. And he hasn't been wrong. So honestly, I'm like Vivek for vice president. He will definitely be our president one day soon. Now, not his time. We need Trump because Trump is going to fix the shit with a vengeance. And he deserves that. The shit that they have put him through, he deserves that seat in the White House to just fucking clean up this mess and create a better path. Vivek doesn't need to, you know, come into the shit show just yet. Vice president, absolutely. But he's out. He is out for blood and he is not biting his tongue by any means. You are not safe if you're a traitor to the American people. You're not safe. And there are Republicans and Democrats alike. Politicians are just fucked right now. Snakes all over the place. Absolutely. We need to clean house and he's ready to do that. Another article I came across today that is just still part of these COVID-19 injections. There was a doctor who testified before Congress today. OBGYN involved in over 8,000 pregnancies. She has detailed how miscarriage rates have doubled year over year since the introduction of COVID-19 injections. Absolutely. 60% of these patients that she has, they've received 3 injections. Very few receive 4 or more. And we're seeing lingering effects. These are people that received these injections in 2021 and 2022. What is going to be a great weapon for population control? Making sure women cannot reproduce. That's part of our human experience. That's part of our agreement. That's part of what God called us to do. Go forth and multiply. Well, if they stop that, they have a little more control, right? This fits that globalist agenda. But what do I know? I'm just one of those conspiracy theorists, you know? But I am excited. There's quite a few people talking about Trump's plan of mass detention and deportation of undocumented immigrants when he is reelected. We absolutely need that. And how are we not putting people in prison who are breaking the law, letting people through, even in places that have been told not to? 100%. This is so crazy. We have to get back to protecting our border, protecting our country. Come in legally. Do it the right way. 100%. We've got Arkansas back in the news headlines because Sarah Huckabee Sanders is clapping back at Joe Biden's war on energy, announcing new American drilling. She made it very clear today that you can expect wells all over South Arkansas. She is clapping back on everything. So cheers to her. I hope she does not sell out. I hope she continues to be true and work for her people. That's absolutely what she is doing. I don't know how much more ridiculous these news headlines can be, so we will leave it at that. The government wants to take your internet freedom. Go figure. And cheers, because we just rolled out a red carpet for a communist dictator who helped unleash COVID on our asses. Make it make sense, you guys. Do your research. Have these conversations. Stop believing what is on the news and find the shit out for yourself, okay? We have to have these conversations and we have to continue to work hard to get people that are going to work for us in this government, okay? We have to be the change. It starts with your home. The government doesn't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. You have to take care of yourself. You have to take responsibility. Absolutely. Get your home in order, get your soul in order, and handle your shit. I love you guys.